All right, tile friends, here we go. Recording live. Hello, tile friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Tile Money Podcast. This is the podcast that is strengthening the tile industry. We're doing this with our business education designed for contractors and by contractors. This education is being heard around the world. It is assisting tile contractors to build sustainable, profitable businesses. The result in this work is a stronger industry from the contractor up. Today, we've got a great roundtable discussion. I've got four friends with me. We're going to be talking about the mud event. We're going to be talking about mud work. We're going to be talking about the history of tile. It's going to be a fun discussion, guys. The mud event happens August 26th through the 28th. Tile Money will be there. I'll be there. We will be live broadcasting each day, all 3 days during the event. We've got a couple bonus sponsors like ShagTools.com and RodCap Products that are flying me out there and my equipment to be able to do this. So thank you to ShagTools.com and RodCap Products. Join us tonight for a roundtable discussion. We're going to discuss the plans for Idaho Falls Mud Event. We've got Mark Christensen, we've got Mike Foster, we've got Mario Garcia and Joe Lima. This is going to be a good event. Before we bring these gentlemen on, I want to thank the sponsors of Tile Money. The NTCA can be your most valuable resource. The National Tile Contractors Association is the oldest and largest association for tile contractors in the world. They can answer and provide you with the answers to any question that you have in the tile industry, whether you're looking for solutions on the job for complicated problems, or you want to speak with an expert in a specific field of tile, like the Zoom meeting they had today with Mike, a 50-year pool expert. So if you wanted to know about pools, that was the place to be. Let me tell you, I caught some of it between working in the office, and it was a very informative discussion. So the NTCA has your back. Join the NTCA, talk to Jim Olson to learn more. Lade Crete International is another sponsor of ours. Lade Crete is the leading innovator in the tile installation materials world. They're literally credited with inventing Thinset and winning the World Trade Center contract for providing a lightweight solution to build the world's tallest buildings at the time. Lade Crete's a family-run, privately held company. They have family values that you can feel, whether you're talking to their reps or all the way up to the family members who are still working in the business. I love Lade Crete. They provide everything you need to install tile, from the waterproofing to the grout and silicone. One-stop shop. We've got a third sponsor, GoBoard. GoBoard is an innovative tile backer board that is manufactured by Johns Manville. Discover the possibility with this easy-to-cut and handle waterproof product. It's lightweight yet very durable. You can carry a lot of boards in one trip. You can seal those joints and fastener penetration using GoBoard Pro Sealant, and that will give you an ANSI A1181 compliant installation. GoBoard Pro Sealant is available in 20-ounce sausage packs, guys. Ask your distributor if you're interested in getting yourself some 20-ounce sausage packs. All right, learn more at jm.com/goboard. And our last sponsor is happytileguy.com. I am a co-owner in happytileguy.com. That's where you can get your professional website built, fully optimized for SEO lead generation for your business. All right, let's bring on tonight's guest. First, we got Mike Foster. Mike.
Hello.
Good to see you. We got Joe Lima.
How's it going?
And we got the tile guy, Mario.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mark Christensen.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. Well, thank you guys for joining me. We've already got a bunch of people watching live. We have people from Facebook. We've got people from YouTube. We have people in LinkedIn watching us. All right, we got Simon Beams in the house. We got a lot of cool people. Holmza, yeah, we got a request for Isaac Holmza. That would be a good one. We'll get him out there. We got Chris Pearson. All right, guys, so we want to get into the mud event. Before we do that, let's do a roundtable introduction, starting with Mike Foster. Mike, can you tell us about your history in the tile world?
So, Mike Foster, I'm a 27-year vet. I learned from my father-in-law, who's a third-generation tile installer. Learned all the old ways, float three sets, three a day.
What does that mean?
Float three tub surrounds and set three tub surrounds in one day.
Hello,
if you can't
Abby.
Do it, go home. That's what I got told. He taught a lot of the apprentice programs down in Ventura, Santa Barbara, for the local unions down there. Then he moved back up here when he retired at 42, and I started dating his daughter, and he said, you need to come and learn a trade. So
yeah,
here I am.
That's cool.
So and then my son come aboard. He finished college, and he said, Dad, I want to do something different with the business. And I said, what's that? And he's like, I want to, you know, do this. And opening a retail store was part of it. And I said, well, let's open a retail store, and then we'll work on the other parts of, that you want to do. And so we're 2 years into the retail end of it.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Well, if anybody has questions for a newer retail store owner, tonight's the night. Obviously, you know, get to know Mike a little better at the Mud event. Let's get to know Joe Lima a little bit. Joe, where are you at? What are you up to?
Oh, not much. You know, just another hard day at work and coming on here to Tile Money. Good day.
Nice, nice. What'd you do today?
I'm working on the tub. 2-inch by 8-inch ceramic tiles, lots of spacers. But, yeah, it's kind of the same background as Mike there. Started out in Local 3, Santa Clara County, down in the Silicon Valley, you know, floating set all day long. Wasn't three tubs a day. What we were doing back then was a tub vanity floor. All of them floated, all of them set, same day. And it was a hustle and bustle for years like that until I started, you know, getting away from the production type of thing. It'll beat you down, man, if you stay in there too long.
Yeah.
And great place to learn how to float. Great place to learn measurements for tile. You know, the setting part was a little iffy, but, you know, it was just wham, bam, you know, slam it in and get out. So good learning experience. And now I'm trying to pave my own way up here in NorCal.
Yeah. Well, you're making a name for yourself. That's for sure.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you at Mud as well. Let's bring Mark on here. Mark, how are you doing?
Good, good. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Tell us where you're at and a little bit about your business today.
I'm in Salt Lake City, Utah. So I have owned Tarkus Tile since 1999. I started it really young, probably too young, but I have kind of made the best of it, and it's going pretty good now. I'm actually have a little different background than these guys. I didn't do any mud work until about 11 years into my tile career. So in about 2010, I really wanted to learn, and so I decided to start teaching myself with the help of the John Bridge Forum, and it has become a daily part of our life now, and we're finally at a point where we're able to do it efficiently and make money at it. So it's exciting for me to see kind of a mud revolution happening right now, because it's been a huge part of my, you know, evolution as a craftsman, and I'm excited to share it, and a lot to learn still. So
So you started with what, like Duroc or cement boards?
Yeah, Duroc cement board. I actually was building curdy board showers before I ever learned how to float a shower. So I kind of went backwards a little bit, but in my opinion, it was moving forwards. So
yeah, right on. That's cool, yeah. Man. Really cool story. Well, we'll dig into it a little more. Let's bring Mario up. Tile guy.
Hey, what's happening, dude? My name is Mario Tile Guy. Some of you guys might know me from my Mud event. I'm just a Central California track rat, commercial tile setter. Worked in a lot of big shops down here. You know, I put it on the ground, man. You know what I mean? Mix up thin set, set some tile. And, you know, Mark mentioned John Bridger Forum. I didn't even know that was something like you could really participate in. I didn't understand the internet much back then, but I used to read a lot of stuff off the John Bridger Forum. Mm-hmm. You know, and then one day I just kind of like, I was really bored, and I was like trying to find something else to do. I was actually really tired with the industry, you know what I mean? And I was bored one day, and I was jumping on Facebook, and I don't know what made me do it. And I searched tile, you know, in the search bar.
Yeah.
My wife had mentioned that, and she's like, just search for tile. You'll see something you like. And I did. Boom. Global Tile Posse. There was like 100 members. 100 or 2. I mean, it was like the very, very beginning of the Global Tile Posse. And I was like, boom. Got on there, posted some pictures of my work, and I was like, I'm home.
Nice.
This is me.
So that kind of relit your fire for
instantly,
passion.
Yeah. Instantly. I was shocked. I mean, I got to admit, I'm a track rat. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We got mud boxes. We got chopping hoes. Like, you know, a little box of tile. Like, you wake up in the morning, you float the wall, you tile the wall. Yeah. After you're done floating your tile on the wall, you grout the wall, go home, come back, do it again. You know what I mean? I jump on Global Tile Posse, and these dudes are putting this orange shit on the wall. Talking about taking 4 days to do a shower. And I was like, what the fuck? I couldn't. I mean, I was like beside myself. I seen like all the different things the guys were doing. I was like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Yeah.
You know, like you got float the shower, tile the shower.
Yeah.
Done. I had no idea the products that were available to people or that we were such a small fraction of what was going on. I just assumed guys floated in tiles. Like when I jumped on Global Tile Posse, I always joke with guys like, you'd never last in California. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like you go to apply for a job in California, first question they're going to ask is, can you float? Boom, you're done. You're not getting hired. But I would have been the opposite. I would have been that guy like that moved to, I don't know, Oregon. And they would have been like, tiled me as a tire guy. I'd have to be a helper. I didn't even know what the hell foam was. I didn't even, you know what I mean? Or a bonding flange drain. A what?
Yeah.
You know, I really feel like, you know, like I got a lot of years experience, but I really feel like I have really minimal years experience because of how closed off to the world I really was.
Mm. Yeah, it's some good points there, Mario. I'm going to kind of jump off of your point there and say I was also, you know, raised and taught in the track home building world in Tucson, Arizona. My boss, he knew how to float, though. So we did about 6 custom homes a year, but the rest was all track homes. But I remember just tripping out, you know, 18 years old, and he's like, okay, we're going to, you know, he's had this trailer. He's like, we're going to get some sand. I was like, sand? We never used sand before, right? We're just doing floors. And he grabs the sand and the Portland and the lime, and he's showing me how to chop it. And he taught me how to float, you know, real early in my career. We didn't float a lot, like, you know, because like I'm saying, we were, the bulk of it was just floors. You know, that was what we were knocking out. But it was kind of an interesting introduction. And he actually knew how to float really well. Looking back, he knew the trade really well. We gridded all our floors. He taught me how to grid everything so we could start on opposite ends and almost always end up close to perfect. But yeah, so let's open it up here. I've unmuted everybody, I think. And let's talk a little bit. Maybe you can keep talking about the mud event, Mario. Give us the overview, and then we'll just go from there organically.
Kind of like overview, mud event is it's not just about mud. Like I said, there's going to be tons of vendors there. There always is, showing guys new products. You know, it's really exciting in Fresno because I think there's a lot of locals that go that are shocked, as I was, you know, their first time going to mud event.
Yeah.
But the tools, the different guys that are doing the things, like that's really been the focus of the mud event is the end. I say the end user, you know what I mean? It's about the tile guy. You know what I mean? You have the vendors, you have the distributors, you have all these guys that are doing this. And in the end, we're kind of the consumer. You know what I mean? We're the ones who feel this. If we're not buying the products or the tools that these guys are pushing, then they don't have an industry. So, and I just was, when I very first got on Facebook and I was checking these things out, I realized real fast that there isn't anything out there event wise on a grand scale that's designed for the end user. You know, surfaces, covering, you know, those are more tailored towards vendors trying to establish themselves with distributors. You know what I mean? We're there just for the showing and things like that. You know what I mean? But they're not really targeted at us. And that's where the thing with the mud event is. I want to bring back the history of tiling, you know, the core. I feel like, you know, if a guy doesn't want to mud, fine. Learn it. You know what I mean? Learn the deepest pit of our trade. You know what I mean? Where it became. You'll grow as a tile setter. you'll have a deeper appreciation for the industry, you know, for your, you know, a lot of guys, you know, argue, you know, are we Masons or are we this or are we that? You know, I guess the modern tile guy really is gotten away from being a Mason, but when you find those roots, you become more of a more comfortable in your trade. And I think us getting together and kind of sharing these old ideas, like Mike was talking about the three tub a day, you hear these guys talk about that. I love that shit, dude. I love to talk shop, dude. That's like my favorite thing to ever do. All my buddies here around town, they know you call Mario, you're talking shop. You know what I mean? And so it's like, it's what I love. I love getting guys together. Yeah. I love hanging out. You know what I mean? I love trading ideas. And that's really what the Mud event is about. It's about community. It's about supporting each other. It's about the tile guy.
Yeah. Abby wants to know, what about the tile girl?
Bring on.
I spoke with that about another live. When I say tile guy, I'm talking about in a unisex type of mix. You know, I think women in the industry is fantastic. We had one girl in Fresno who did tile. We called her the tile chick. You know what I mean? I don't know if she's floating around here or not anymore, but she was on the groups for a little while. But seeing all these women in the industry, I have three daughters. And until I really got on the groups, I had no idea that there was a place for my daughters in the industry. And now, you know, unfortunately, I'm learning that later in my parenting, you know, but my 10-year-old daughter, I bring her to work for me for full days at least three times a week.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm really surprised how motivated she is by seeing what I do.
That's cool. Yeah, yeah, that's really cool. Well, let's pass the mic to Mike Foster. Mike is actually the host. He owns Tile Trends, where a Mud event is happening this year in Idaho Falls. Mike, can you share a little bit about the schedule for Mud?
So the schedule is Thursday, the 26th, we're going to do CTI testing. So the CTI testers will be here Wednesday. They have to check in Wednesday night, and then that will start early morning Thursday, run all day. In conjunction with that, we'll be setting up for the rest of the event, building modules, what's left to build, or so on and so forth. Then Friday the 27th, Artex is doing a tile and stone academy, and then all the other vendors will have set up that they can do, you know, display their products, mix up some thin set or some mud or whatever they want to do. In conjunction with that, I just learned we're going to be doing some floating as well. Mm-hmm. Is that right, Mario?
Yes, it is. Okay. Yes, it is.
There's going to
be, so we'll have some of those modules getting floated so that Saturday, the big event day, that they can display waterproof membranes going over float, so on and so forth with that. And then we'll be doing floating as well. I think Joe's doing the curb display Thursday or Friday.
I believe we're going to do the curb on Saturday, and the majority of the floating will be on Friday.
Okay.
Let me jump in here real quick. This is an important training that Joe's going to handle, how to float a perfect curb. It's something, you know, that I never really felt I mastered. I've seen, and that's because I've seen masters do it, and I'm, you know, of the nature to say, hey, I'm not a master yet. But I've seen what Joe can do, and I've seen other people. I've worked with other people. So Joe is going to train you how to float the perfect curb. And that's one of those very valuable trainings for a tile contractor,
oh, absolutely,
tile installer. I mean, it's one of the essentials, right? But to really perfect it takes some time. So that's going to be I'm really looking forward to that, Joe. What other trainings are going to happen, Joe? What else do you have in store for us?
Well, as far as we know, on Friday, we're going to have a wall with a 90-degree return for a couple feet. Anyways, we're going to have a niche in there. I figured, you know, might as well float a niche, show people how that's done. Do the 90-degree float, plumb square, and then that will be before lunchtime. To my understanding. And after lunch, you know, we come in, we rub it down, and then we're going to have four other walls so we can go ahead and show people how to float just stand-up walls. You know, we'll have four of them lined up with a few mud tables there, and they can go ahead and get their hands dirty, attempt putting some float sticks in there and cutting some mud, and we'll be there giving them tips on what to do and show them some tricks along the way.
Nice.
So,
and then Saturday is what now? What's happening on Saturday, guys? Who's got stuff going on Saturday?
Yeah, on Saturday, like kind of just to build off of what Joe was talking about, Schluter is going to be coming to work with Joe to build the modules. And early on in the event, we had talked about the mud pan challenge, you know what I mean? Where there was going to be two competitors and it was going to be really heated. And I'm that's not really what I was interested in for the event, but it's something that we are going to have the mud pan maybe contest in fun, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But what we're going to be doing is incorporating the Schluter bonding flange drains, different kind of drains you can do, floating the shower pans into those, and then also, you know, doing Joe's curb and things like that on Friday. On Friday, too, by request of me, we're going to be doing a little bit of showing of wet shimming of board walls as well. Mm. Schluter will be hosting that because that's something personally I'm really interested in learning to do. And I know that there's a lot of guys that float that are curious about that, and a lot of guys that do board walls that have never wet shimmed.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard about that. So we're going to be doing that, squaring up shower walls. Joe's going to be doing a lot of floating. And then on Saturday, we're going to be learning how to incorporate foam building products into floated walls, like seats and, you know, floating shelves, things like that, and also how to do topical waterproofing systems into the bonding flange drains that we were working with before. Also, Rodcat is going to be working with Mark and Matt Pye off on another module. What they're doing on Friday and Saturday, I don't know, but I know that from the little that I've heard about it, because there's a lot of information happening even for us really fast. Matt Pye has a product that is used to true up walls.
Oh, let's let Mark talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Mark, tell us what you're up to with Mapei and what that product is.
So Rod kind of roped me into a demonstration about this, but that's fine. Mapei has a product called Planetop 330 Fast. It's a fiber-reinforced, highly modified rendering mud, and we've been using the crap out of it for the last couple of years. In fact, we're working on a big indoor koi pond right now with all these really bad concrete walls, and we've gone through like a pallet and a half of the 330 Fast to get it all rendered flat and to, you know, custom size to fit our 1-inch tiles that we're using. And it's a really cool product. I know some of the other companies have one too. I'm not affiliated with Mapei in any way. I just buy a lot of their stuff and like it. So I kind of got volunteered to do a little showcase on it, but it's been a really cool product for us. We use it a lot. A lot of our builders have DensShield already installed when we get there, and it's easier for us to just set some strips and float right over it with the 330 than it is to tear that out. You know, if it's in the budget, we'll hang lath and do a full float, but sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's quicker and more profitable to just do a skim float with that stuff and get on to waterproofing and tiling. So it's a cool product. I'm excited to show it off a little bit. So
it sounds like a cool product. And you know what I understand about a lot of these rapid products, they're very useful. They can be really good money makers, really good problem solvers, right? But they are a whole other animal. And
Go ahead.
I was just going to say I've worked with like AM100, for example, but, you know, that takes time. And I'm sure, you know, this other thing, say the name of it again. I'm sorry. 330 is what I caught.
Yeah. Planetop 330 Fast. And the rapid setting aspect really intimidated me at first. You know, I wouldn't consider myself one of the greatest mud men out there. So to throw in a rapid setting mud and try to float with it was kind of daunting. But once you get a rhythm down, it's really a great thing to work with. And it's not as intimidating as I first thought it was. Mm-hmm. So, but it's extremely useful. I mean, we use it on all kinds of stuff. Like I said, we're doing a bunch of like walls in an indoor pond right now with it. And it's been awesome. You know, you can keep a fast pace and it's ready to rub down really quick. You can do multiple coats if you have to go really thick. We've had to go up to 2 inches on a few of these walls, and we're able to just do 4 or 5 scratch coats within half a day and get it out to that thickness we needed without having to wait, you know, multiple days. So
yeah,
definitely kind of, you know, advanced technology product, but the same skill set as doing regular mud work, just a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So
what I learned after using, like I said, AM100, I'll give them another plug, is once you use this product or one of these products and get to know it, it's one of those products that you always want to have in your garage, in your shop. And right. You never want to be caught without it because you never know when you need it. We've got a couple great questions I want to address from the audience. And anybody that's watching live, we've got a bunch of people watching live. If you have questions about the event or about mud work, please feel free. This is a good time to start asking those questions. Is everybody staying at a certain hotel or is it a free for all? Mike, can you answer that? Where would be the best? Is there like a downtown location or Idaho Falls? How many people?
I'm just going to tell you, get any hotel you can right now.
Yeah.
It's we've got a lot of events going on right now in Idaho Falls and surrounding areas that I've heard that it's been getting kind of tough to get a room. So whatever you can get, pretty much I'm centrally located amongst all the hotels. You're talking 5 to 10 minutes away.
Okay.
So
you can't go wrong. If you can find a hotel, do it. Book it.
Airbnb. Airbnb. Yep. I searched Airbnb in Mike Foster's area and there are tons of openings and they're all reasonably priced.
Nice. All right, we've got a Chris is coming in from Chicago. He's excited, but he wants to know. I'll just read the comment. This will be awesome. I'm concerned that there may be more hands than available hands-on opportunities. Can we address this? So he wants to get dirty. He wants to get down and dirty with the mud.
Yes. Gunlock Tools is providing plenty of trowels, hawks, floating equipment to get on. That has been a big complaint about deaths at the mud event in the prior three. So that's, like I said, Schluter's making a lot of modules, a big, huge module we'll be able to get down and dirty with. In the last minute, me and Mike and Joe may throw together some other modules.
I've got a 40-foot wall we can float.
Yeah, exactly. Rod's bringing out a whole module there. There's going to be more floating going on at this mud event than there has been at any of the mud events together.
Nice. So plenty of opportunities to get in the mix. Carlo wants to know, what brand fat mud?
Cement, sand, and lime, Carlo. The only way.
Yes. We are going to have
I think all the distributors are going to bring their fat mud versions.
That'll be cool.
Mario told me that Lance said Dynacrete's going to send some stuff up. So I think there's going to be a lot of different versions of mud there, but the majority of it will be old school mud.
Yeah, I like that idea. When I'm doing the demonstration, I'd like to use what I'm used to, but at the same time, I totally want to try something I haven't yet and see how it works. That would be a lot of fun, too. So,
exactly.
Yeah, probably end up using it in the future for certain things where you need something that's more rapid setting. You want to set on it right away, you know, something you need to tune up.
So I'll admit I'm excited for the rapid set learning because I haven't played with mud in 5 years. So,
yeah,
you know, once I started doing the retail gig and gearing towards that, I pulled away from all of my contractors. So I'm excited for the rapid set learning.
Totally. Yeah, fuck. Yeah, I mean, we keep plugging AM100. I mean, I love that stuff, dude. That, like, out of every product made in the tile industry, I hate to say it, I'm anxious to use this MAP High Planetop. I've never used Laticrete 3701, but I have used AM100, and it is, like, by far a bag product I can get from the store, by far. Mm-hmm. The number one product I can get my hands on.
It's good stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can fix anything so quick with it. I mean, but also, too, I'm real anxious, too, is about the ways you mix mud. there's going to be a really new innovative way to mix mud.
Oh, yeah.
Gravity mixes mud. Steel mixer. That's what he says. Gravity mixes mud, right?
I've been watching. I can't wait to try it.
You throw a bag in and you get this little mixer and you go blip, blip, blip. You got a bag. It's done. It's done.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for
So
the steel mixer, is that what it's called?
The steel mixer.
Yeah.
If you guys are driving in there, this dude is bringing 30 of these mixers.
Yeah.
We will be using the shit out of these mixers at this event. And if they are worth it, trust me, I have a feeling you guys will be buying them. So bring 300 some odd dollars with you, because this cat's coming with 30 of these mixers, dude. And I've been watching them for about a week, and I'm ready to drive home with 10 of them, I think.
I might be strapping one to the roof of the rental.
These things are sick, dude. Have you seen them? They're like I don't know if you guys have mud boxes. You know, it's a black plastic material. It's the same exact material as a plastic mud box with the two handles, and the little dumper comes out. So you mix it in there, and then you can pull it off and use it to dump.
Yeah. I watched the video. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, dude. I'm stoked on that thing.
So Beast Mixer just confirmed today that they're going to be here as well. So
Excellent.
Nice.
That's another product I've been really interested in, but I've never, I'm one of those guys, like, it's got to be at my vendor or I ain't buying it.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of guys buy off the internet and all this shit, but I'm one of those types, like, I got to touch it and squeeze it.
If you can touch it, you can buy it.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's done and sold, you know what I mean?
That's true. I got to order it, man. I'll hum-haw around all day long.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, that, you know, we go through a lot of buckets at my shop.
Kurt's got a question. What are you guys' opinions on screeds? You guys using aluminum screeds, or, you know, L or boxes, or what do you guys like?
Aluminum L metals.
L metals, yeah.
Aluminum L metals.
You use the big box screeds too?
Only on floors.
For floors, yeah.
For floors, yes. You know what I mean? For floors, yes. But most of the time, even then, I just use my levels.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big L screed guy.
When you're doing a wall, you need that L shape for it to cup the mud so you can dump it either on your mud table or back into the bucket. It's got to have that L on it, or else the mud's not going to go back down.
Yeah. We had a question earlier. I think Carlo Craner brought it up about two coat versus one coat. Who all's doing two coat? Who's doing one coat? Anybody doing two coat here?
So I do both. We do mostly two coat, but I when I started learning, I decided to learn both. And if the budget's there, we'll do a two coat. It's a lot more work, but it is an awesome way to go. But we did a one coat recently just because the designer wanted some mitered returns, and it looked really good, you know.
Yeah.
So it was an opportunity to use a different way than we normally do and charge extra for it, you know. It was a good thing. So
commercially two coat float, it's required, you know, in these government projects. So that's the only time that we're doing it. And, you know, all residential housing, yeah, one coat float.
Yeah, one coat. Mike, how do you do it out there in Idaho? One coat?
One coat. Yeah. I mean, I learned two coat, but most everything out here is one coat, one and done, and start setting tile. You know, especially on our big customs. I mean, you'll be a day afloat on a custom house, you know, 8x8 shower. And then, you know, you got another guy in a tub surround floating it. The last thing you want to do is stretch that out throughout a whole week of floating, you know?
Right. I mean, the whole idea behind the two-coat float is longevity. You know what I mean? These residential houses, you know, we're doing them in the one-coat float because the reality is that sometime within 30 years, that shit's coming out and being redone. Mm-hmm. You know, commercially in hospitals and prisons, public buildings, you know, these tile jobs were, you know, they're being installed. They're going to last 100 years. Yep. And, you know, and I'm a firm believer in that. You need a two coat float system in those bathrooms. We plan on having these bathrooms for 100 years plus.
Especially when people are using them every day.
Yeah. These are heavy used.
They're taking hotties in there to clean it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's a good point. Well, I've torn out enough one coat floats to you know, have trust with the I mean, up in Northern California, it was chicken wire and one coat floats.
if done properly, it'll be there for years and years.
You just get the claw hammer behind it and give it a good tug, and the whole damn wall comes off.
Yeah, yeah. Mario wants to hot mop. Mario, get out of here, man. nobody wants to learn how to do that. Yeah. That's you know, speaking of hot mop, I mean, that's one of those subjects, you know, in San Luis Obispo County, it's not even, you know, it's like outlawed. You can't even find a hot mopper. I mean, they're not supposed to be doing business there. I've done work for Southern California people who will buy a home like Pismo. They come up and they'll bring their hot mopper from LA, but we don't have any hot moppers up in San Luis. There was just somebody, you know, too many companies doing them wrong.
Right. Yeah. Fresno's the same thing. There's no hot mop in Fresno.
You know where hot mops are very, very popular?
Silicon Valley. Yeah.
There's hot mops going everywhere.
Oh yeah. I mean, when I was working in Santa Cruz and like you said, you know, San Jose Bay Area, I mean, yeah, that's the stuff. But it's funny because right there in San Luis and Fresno, they're like, no, you can't find them. And then down in LA, Santa Barbara, you find them again.
Yeah. It's hit and miss. It's pretty weird.
Yeah.
But then you get a lot of this really custom stuff. And this is where, like I'm saying, like the shock for guys like in there, we got this big shower and it's shaped like a half of a circle. You know what I mean? It's got a straight section, but then this huge wall that's radiused and it's 16 feet long. And we sent our pan guy over there and he comes back and he goes, how the hell am I going to put a vinyl pan on this? You know, and so, yeah, we're going to do a topical system on it. Mm-hmm. And with a linear drain there. But it's crazy. Like a lot of the contractors here in my area, you know, they run into something like that. And the first thing they think is, oh, my God, we don't have a hot mopper here. It doesn't even register to them that there are systems readily available to them at Home Depot. That they can solve the waterproofing problem that's right in front of them. You know what I mean? And it's scary to think that those kinds of things can arise for a 20, 30 year old, experienced contractor.
Yeah. It's interesting. You know, that's why it's really good to, you know, Mike and I were talking about this earlier today. Even if you're not going to change the way you do things, just be aware of the solutions that are out there. My friend Ryan Clark in Southern California, I finally convinced him to go to the Schluter training a few years back, he was interested in it. You know, he's fourth generation tile guy, you know, lime in his blood and all that. And so he goes to Schluter. He's like, well, how am I going to get my contractors on board with this? Because it's just him running the business, you know, installing every day. How am I going to get my contractors? He was sold on the product. He was sold on the idea. But the problem is his contractors are, you know, ready to retire and they're set in their ways. Well, he gets a phone call the next week. The contractor says, hey, we've got a tension slab. The people are insisting on a curbless. I can only jackhammer out maybe an inch. You know, what can we do? Do you know of any solutions? He says, I got the perfect solution. We'll put some fast mud in or whatever. We'll curdy it, you know, and I'll curdy all the walls. And he solved that problem. The contractor could have kissed him. And then from that day on, that contractor was sold on the idea. One by one, all his contractors came in and, you know, and went for the newer solutions just because they do provide solutions when you need them, right? Mm-hmm. Now, we had an interesting comment. It's backwards from what I would normally see or think. I'm just going to read it. What do you guys think is the best way to connect floated walls, so mud floated walls, to a foam shower pan? Is this guy trolling us? Are we getting trolled here?
I've actually done quite a few of these.
All right, Mark.
It's weird, but sometimes I'll show up at a job and the walls are messed up, but we're in a hurry. It's got to be a quicker job. So I'll screed the walls or I'll hang lath and float them, and then I'll have Rod cut me a pan. I'll run and pick it up and slap it in there, and we'll waterproof everything. And, you know, It's a quick prep. I'm not one of those one-day shower prep guys. I'm usually at least 2 or 3 days prep in a shower.
Yeah.
But to be able to get perfectly flat plumb walls and then, you know, speed it up a little by throwing a rod cap pan in there, it's, you know, it's not what people are used to. But my opinion on this whole, you know, foam versus mud, whatever, is it's a ridiculous debate. I mean, there's a place for all of it. And if you can master all aspects of our trade, waterproofing, foam, mud, you become invaluable. I mean, there's no job that you can't take. And all of a sudden, you're a very wanted contractor. People are going to start seeing that you're the guy that can do whatever needs to be done because you know how to do all these different methods. You're not just stuck on one way. And it opens up a world of possibilities and in turn, a world of, you know, chances to make money, you know? So I think it's great that this event is bringing together, like, all these different vendors with mud. I mean, if you can, even if you don't want to use mud all the time, if you can get a basic understanding of it, it'll open up so many possibilities to you. I mean, it really will. It's mind blowing the amount of, new, you know, possibilities and work that we've gotten just by being able to solve problems with mud work. Mm-hmm. You know, it really is. It's such a valuable skill that I think you're missing out if you don't want to at least give it a try, you know? And I feel the same about foam. I mean, you know, I share a shop with Rod. I see him every day and he's always making foam while I'm going to pick up mud. And, you know, I incorporate his foam into almost every project I do somewhere, even if it's just a little thing here or there. And he knows that. And we work well together with those two products, you know, the sky's the limit. If you can get a dabble in a little bit of everything, that's my opinion. So
I love it, man.
It's like Luke and I talked earlier. It's even with the thin sets. I mean, my little area up here in Idaho, it was a customs area for a long time. And when Mape come aboard, you know, I was like, I'm jumping the customs wagon. I want something new and different. And, you know, and now I've got Ardex in the store and Laticrete and, you know, you've got to be willing to try all of these because all of them have a different workability.
Right. And they have a different.
I think
benefit,
you're a fool
right.
if you don't try it all and be well known to use all the products in a whole.
Yeah.
I agree with that. You know, that's I was a one trick pony. You know, that's what us mud guys tease these foam guys, board guys about. You know what I mean? They're one trick ponies, this and that. But I was a mud guy. I was a one-trick pony. I could only float, had real limited knowledge of things, you know. And now that I know all these different products and I know all these different things, I know all these different people, you know, it motivates me when I see these showers and these problems and these things like that because, you know, I'm a general manager for a company that does about $100,000 a month. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's a very high-paced environment where we are. We got to solve problems like now. You know what I mean? And having the knowledge that I have now of all these different manufacturers' products and the best ways to utilize them now, we solve these problems quickly. It's really motivating because running into jobs that hurt your brain and are hard to solve can really wear on you. Mm-hmm. You know, trying to sleep at night, trying to get jobs done on time, trying to sleep at night. Yeah, you know, we all want to sleep at night. You know what I'm saying? And when you get these problem jobs that just won't go away, you know, I know you guys know what I'm talking about, man. You're fucking having nightmares about this shit until it's done. And having this just simple knowledge of all these other solutions that you have at your hands can give you a good night's rest.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
When somebody wants something installed after the fact, for instance, like a little shelf down low so they can put their foot on there and shave their legs.
Yeah, and you're like, dude, why didn't you tell me when I started?
Exactly, but all you got to do is take a nice thick piece of foam and glue it up to your mud wall. Boom, problem solved, right?
Done.
Yep.
CA20B.
Yep.
Makes it nice and easy. I just keep a little... I keep an extra board in the garage, you know, and if I have to cut a piece off and take it to work, then that's what I do.
Yeah. It's invaluable. I mean, you've got to be there. You know, like Mario says here, you got to be there to get to know the vendors, get to know what products they have, to get to know the solutions. I mean, that's what we're doing. You know, if you're in business, you're providing solutions to people who have problems, and you're providing a service. So get to know the products, get to know the solutions. This has been a great conversation. Have I missed anything, guys, that you want to add in before we wrap it up?
Come to Mud.
Yeah. Come to Mud. Don't miss out.
Yeah, just give it a chance, man. I know a lot of you guys are on the fence. A lot of you guys are on the fence, but like some of what we covered, man, just pull the trigger. Pull the trigger. You know, some of you guys, it's an industry event. It's a tax write-off. All the money that you spend coming to this event is a tax write-off for you, you know, independent contractors. Just pull the trigger. Come learn something new. You'll be happy you did. Trust me.
Yeah. And I
would say,
go ahead.
I would say if like Mario said, if you're on the fence about learning Mud, I mean, give it a try. It changed everything about tile for me. When I found Mud and started seeing the possibilities, like I got a new excitement about the trade. It really kind of skyrocketed my progression as a craftsman, I feel like, and it's fun, man. I love it. If I could float all day, every day and make a good living doing it, I would. And, you know, currently that's kind of what we're doing is a lot of mud. It's therapeutic. It's fun. It's useful. And you can make money at it. It's not an old dinosaur way. It's not going anywhere. You just got to learn where and how to use it. And it's totally worth it, man.
Yeah.
Totally worth learning.
How you market yourself.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's a nice solid substrate.
Speaking of marketing, right. You know, I said this at the first event, the first Mud event I went to, which was in Fresno. I can't remember if it was two or three or, you know, number two. All right, I was at number two. That's what I thought. I was at number two, and I gave a little, you know, 10-minute speech. And I said, hey, guys, like, listen, I use foam today because I can differentiate myself. I'm in remodels. I'm in people's homes. You know, foam is just cleaner. It makes more sense. I'm in condominiums, all this stuff. But if I was, you know, in another state where everybody else was using foam, see, what happened is everybody in California, for the most part, is floating walls. So I was like, well, I have this new product. And I marketed myself, just like Mark just said, market yourself. So I marketed myself as this, hey, I got a new product. We got different warranties. We got, you know, it's, you know, that's part of business. But if I was living in, you know, the middle of America or wherever, and everybody's using foam, it would be very valuable, and it would actually raise my value to learn Mud and say, hey, guys, I got this ancient, you know, I'm doing things the old way, and here's the reasons why it's better. You know, I mean, if you don't think your way is the best, what are you doing? You know?
Right, so, absolutely.
So anyways,
It's hard to get used to the different systems. You go back and forth, and on the rare occasions that I use a topical in the shower, I have to sit there and remind myself constantly when cleaning grout joints, don't let this knife go too far, because I'm used to cleaning joints over mud.
Right.
And you can do it as you want, you know?
That's true.
Treat it like a heated floor.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, and when, like what Luke said, same thing. You know, once I started learning about these foam products and like I got my Weedy certification number and things like that, I marketed it instantly. And the homeowners that you run into here were like, what's Weedy? And I'm like bidding against guys doing foam, doing mudded showers. And I'm getting a higher number doing a foam shower than they're doing the mudded shower. And it's like crazy because it's something new. These clients, you know, they're like, oh, you're going to float my shower, right? Oh, no. I'm going to use this Weedy stuff. It's clean. It's this. It's blah, blah, blah. And boom, instantly you get the job. Mm-hmm. I got this certification number, you know, right here. Boom, look, Weedy certified installer number whatever. I think I'm like number 120 something in Fresno. And boom, done. It's a wrap. Yeah. Go Google it. Check it out. Go to the Weedy website. When you're looking at my bid, you know, you'll see me on there as one of their certified installers, blah, blah, blah. I'll bring the Weedy rep, which is Kristen Blanchard. At that time, you know, when I was moving Weedy showers, we'd come meet with the client and get them all tickled, and boom, it's done.
Make them feel good. Here's a question. Is there a registration for the mud event?
No.
Nope. Just show up.
Just show up. All right. Let us know you're coming, though.
The CTI test is the only one that you're going to want to get registered for. If anybody's interested in taking that, Kathy called me yesterday. Our cutoff is going to be probably Monday, Tuesday for her to get you your manuals out to you and get your literature and all of that. So get signed up.
Don't waste time.
That's another thing that you can market. I mean,
yes,
guys
absolutely.
Think it's hocus pocus,
absolutely.
But that's a marketing aspect. You can use it to get your prices higher. It gives you litigation. Like, it's all good, guys.
Just do it. Just do it. It's good for you. It's good for the industry. Take the CTI test. The NTCA and CTEV are expanding. You know, we're in the infancy right now of CTI. A lot of guys look on the CTI as negative right now. This is just the ground floor of this education. Over the next couple of years, we're going to be taking these educations to the next level. There's ACT testing that you guys are really going to want to look forward to. Some of you guys are going to see this ACT testing go, oh, man, dude, I want to do that. But then you got to realize you got to have the CTI before you can do these things. So like I'm saying, just get it done right now. That way when we grow these educations, you guys are already available to do these advanced testing. That's something the MUD event is going to be working directly with. The NTCA and CTEP and expanding ACT testing over the next couple of years. We've been in talks. We're going to talk more after this MUD event. This is the education does not stop at the CTI. That is just the beginning. And I know it's been a long time coming. It seems like a stagnant thing, but it's going to grow. And you guys, trust me. When you guys see the availability for education beyond the CTI, you're going to wish you did CTI at the ground floor, like the rest, like me. I'm 1680.
Mm. Not only that, it's a good experience.
The experience, yeah.
Yeah, the experience. Like me and Joe CTI'd together.
Yeah.
And I will never, ever, ever forget that experience.
You know, that was a good time.
That was a really good time, man. It's Stockton. You know, the Flash was there. Jason McDaniel was there.
We're at the Artex Academy here.
Oh, yeah, at the Artex Academy. Dude, I couldn't have picked a better group of guys, a better time. I mean, it's just participating in the event was worth the $500.
Mm. Nice. I'm glad
side note.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to bring two OG guys. My father-in-law, he's 84.
Nice.
Hell yeah. His brother, 89 years old, driving up from Ventura. They're excited like 16-year-old kids.
So that's awesome.
It's going to be cool.
And those are the best guys, man. God rest his soul, Armin Tavi. Mud
exactly.
One. Exactly. Oh, remembers, man.
Yeah.
We had Armin Tavi, dude. My hero, dude. My hero.
That guy was a character and a half.
Oh, my God, dude. I love that guy. So that's something, too, in the long term. We're going to make sure we honor him. That was the last event he participated in his life, and he loved industry events.
And I got the last – I have the last Armin Tavi mallet that he personally handed out hanging on my garage wall.
Sweet.
Oh, my God.
We had somebody earlier ask about coming to the East Coast. And I do want to say, I don't think I'm overstepping that, you know, Mario wants to grow MUD to the point where it will be regional, you know, nationwide events.
Absolutely.
This is just a trial. Just a trial run right here.
Just like anything else, man. We are like, you know, Tile Money Podcast, MUD event. You know, this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
This is just the beginning. We are going to grab hold of this industry, take control, and point us in the right direction, and we're all going to do it together.
Talk about the raffles. What do we have raffles, Mike? What kind of raffles did you put together for us?
So we've got an AR. We've got a box of diamond hole saw bits and 4.5-inch grinder blades and a 10-inch wet saw blade. Just heard yesterday there's going to be a Costa Rica room.
Who's providing that? Phil McKay?
So Phil McKay, my homeboy, real good friends at Phil McKay. All the Buddy Vents have had a 1 week stay in Costa Rica at the Dragon House. You can Google it. It's on YouTube, Dragon House, Costa Rica. This place is the shit. There's no cell phone signal. Like, you got to walk, 100 yards out into the ocean to get a cell phone signal.
I win that trip.
Yeah. Mike McAfee went. Donato Canzio from Fresno, he's owed a trip because COVID kind of rained on that parade. But, yes, Absolute Black Diamond, as always, has stepped forward and said that the main event in that raffle is going to be a one-week stay, 5 days, five nights, free. All you got to do is fly there, stay in Costa Rica. And if you want to know anything like that was like, call Mike McAfee. He'll tell you all about it.
Or call Mike Moreno if you want to talk to a gentleman. No.
Yeah. Mike Moreno went too, but he wasn't the winner of the event. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's not good.
Yeah, I haven't been, but talking to both of them, this place is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's good times for sure. And did you want to add anything else to the raffle? That I mean, usually the
there's going to be a few other items. They're trickling in.
There's a lot of things. Like Ruby, the last 3 years has been good for a DC 1200 tile saw. I don't imagine Bernie, that this will be any different than it was any other year. That's somewhere that Ruby has really stepped forward with. Is giving away a tile saw at the event in partnership with DeSoto Sales of they have places in Arizona, Nevada, and California, a distributor they partner with, Ruby Tools, and give away a tile saw every year at the event. I assume it's still going to be that way at this event. Last year, some of the vendors brought TVs, electronics equipment, so there's all kinds of stuff. The raffle's super fun.
Yeah, it's a good raffle. It's a really good raffle.
Yeah, that's the way we get you guys to stay. We give you a ticket at the beginning of the day, and we don't do the raffle to the very end, and you got to be there to win.
Nice.
My homeboy, I got a funny story. My homeboy, really, really good friend of mine, Doug, was at the Mud Event 3, right?
Yeah.
And he stayed there until 3:50, and he left, and we called his name for Costa Rica.
Yep. Oh. I remember that.
Like, he left, dude, and we called his name not even 5 minutes after he left.
Oh.
Make you sick.
Oh, yep. So
don't leave early.
Do not leave early. Oh, yeah, I mean, the chances are very, very real to win that trip to Costa Rica.
Yeah. I left at the second Mud event. I must have had $3,000 worth of stuff I won.
It was
ridiculous. The van was full, man. It was full.
Yeah.
I had thin set. I had weedy shower kit. I had so much stuff.
Yeah.
And, I'm really happy he won that stuff, too, because I had a really long night at Joe's one night, and I ended up sleeping on top. I ended up sleeping on the weedy kit.
Nice.
And, that was a big bed.
Good bed.
It made a nice bed.
Nice.
Yeah. And now that is over at it's at Mike's house now. It's going to be his bed.
All right, guys. Well, this has been fun. This has been a lot of fun. Let's see. I'm just going to answer this one more time. So the Mud event is 3 days. The first day is a CTI, correct? The correct. Second day is Artex plus other vendors training. So Artex Academy plus other vendors. So it's, I think Artex is full. The academy.
It is full.
Yes.
But there's other stuff going on Friday and Saturday.
Correct.
Friday is going to have mud as well, but I'm pretty sure we're going to be outside. Is that correct, Mike?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We want to give the guys who are doing the Artex Academy. Terry takes this very seriously. Like I said, it's not just about Artex with Terry. Like, he is probably the single best educator in the industry.
Nice.
So we're going to give him the respect and keep far away from his academy, because the guys that did manage to get in there, you guys are in for the time of your lives, dude. Like, this
Absolutely.
Guy is like a wizard.
Mm,
yeah.
That's awesome.
And when to be able to participate in one of his education classes, it's second to none.
I was wondering how we're going to keep those separate. And when I found out we're going to be floating outside, that kind of set me at ease a little bit so they can stay focused in the other room back there.
Absolutely. So I got three tents. I got a 20 by 30 and then two 20 by 20. So we'll have plenty of shade out of the elements if it does decide to get crazy, but we'll be good. Mm-hmm.
I see somebody in there so I can still sign up. There are no signups, man. Just show up.
Just show up, yeah.
Just show up, man. Just
I think the up. Only sign up is CTI and Artex Academy, and I think CTI's...
Artex is full. CTI is still open. We have six guys testing, and it's open to 10, so...
Yeah, so... All right, guys. Well, I really appreciate your time. I want to respect everybody's time. It looks like Mark is the moon went red or something over there. The sun went down.
Yeah. I'm waiting outside my kids' karate for them to show up, so it's getting dark here. But
right on, I'm brother. Good. Well, we appreciate you sharing your knowledge and all you guys.
Thank you, man. I'm excited about this thing. So.
Me too. All right, gentlemen. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, guys.
All right. See you guys soon.
Yep. See you in a couple weeks.
Yeah. All right, tile friends. Well, that's another live Tile Money podcast. Thank you so much to the audience for joining us and asking your questions. I appreciate it. Until next time, if you want to stay in touch with all things Tile Money, we do have a weekly email newsletter. Sign up in the show notes. Stay in touch with Tile Money. We're doing some fun things like the mud event. We let you know about events, things of this nature. So until next week, stay positive out there and stay profitable, tile friends. Talk to you soon.